I had a key role, but what I would emphasize is it was an agency effort. I mean, we accomplished this because of teamwork. It took a lot of hard work from a lot of great people at the OCC, both from the management ranks as well as the employees, and also from the OTS. And we actually started before the legislation was passed in 2010, preparing and planning for it. And so what I would say is the real key to whatever success we enjoyed was thoughtful planning, preparation, and teamwork.
I bet there aren't many people in Washington or anywhere around that can tell you what the OCC is or what it does. What is it and what does it do?
That's a great question, Mike. In fact, just a couple of years before I came to the OCC, I had never even heard of the OCC. This is actually my fourth federal agency, and the OCC is the Comptroller of the Currency, and we regulate national banks and federal savings associations. We've been around for about 150 years. We're an agency of a very rich heritage and a lot of tradition.
Were there certain morale issues that you had to deal with, and how did you overcome people's nervousness or even worse?
Yeah, certainly morale is a big factor. Communication is so critical. And, you know, in terms of success of any kind of integration like this, it's really important to involve those who are impacted in the planning, when possible, in the decision making, and certainly keep them informed. But, you know, Emily, integration happened on July 21st of 2012, but our integration efforts are really continuing now, and they will be ongoing for some time. And dealing with those kinds of issues will be ongoing. One thing that we embarked on after integration was to do a culture alignment survey to really get a sense of the two cultures, the similarities, the differences, with the notion of looking to see where the gaps were and how we might close those gaps. And again, that's aimed at the morale of the workforce.
I think one of the most interesting facts is that in the annual OPM viewpoint survey, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency ranks really high in places to work. And yet through all this turmoil, well, maybe it wasn't turmoil. What do you attribute that high ranking to?
This is my fourth federal agency in government, and I think it's the best place in government. But OCC employees have always ranked us high on the viewpoint survey, other surveys that we've done, and really it's the total package. It's the total organization. Certainly, it's the mission of the agency. We've got an incredibly important mission. Our folks are passionate about the mission. Mike, one thing that you'll find surprising, or at least I did when I went to the OCC, is that so many of our employees have only been at the OCC. They have been there for 20 and 25 and 30 years. To me, that speaks volumes of the agency. So it's the mission. It's the leadership. I will say that when I came to the OCC a little more than 5 years ago, I wasn't looking for a job at the time. I was actually very happy where I was. It was the leadership of the agency that so inspired me, that really attracted me to the agency. And then it's the total package. It's a total rewards package. It's competitive compensation and benefits. It's work-life balance. But it's the total package, Tom.
We're speaking with Pat Poynter, who's Deputy Comptroller for HR in the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. And I want to ask you, you said that you're still in this process of integrating people, making everybody feel like one. What are your immediate challenges right now? And give us a little bit of a preview about some of the plans you have.
Well, we have challenges certainly on the HR front. We have challenges on the business front. And so, as I emphasized earlier, this has been a team effort. This is just not a Pat Poynter effort or an HR effort. This is an OCC and OTS effort. So it's understanding the differences in regulations, the differences in policies, and our folks have been working very, very hard over the last year to understand where those differences are, to be able to develop tools and guides and training to make sure that our folks, both on the OCC side of the house and the OTS side of the house, are equipped to know how to regulate that other entity. So it's training, it's development, it's continuing the onboarding of folks, the acclimation. One thing we learned is that we did an awful lot up to integration. We focused a lot when we first onboarded. Maybe we could have done even more in the continuing in terms of actually sponsoring employees and that kind of thing. So we're constantly looking at what we've done, where we need to step back, We're actually right now doing focus groups for employees to get a better sense of what some of the issues are. The message is we want to hear, we really want to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and then to respond as appropriate.
What are some of the practical things that you do on the first day, say, of someone coming in? Do you put a chocolate in their cubicle, or what do you do?
Actually, we put a coffee cup on their desk and in a package. This was actually in one of our particular organizations where we had a pretty structured sponsor program, where a buddy program, where folks would team up from the OCC with the OTS. So they were designated someone to really look after, and it was that person's responsibility to help navigate the waters of a new agency.
You know, Tom, you were talking about the OPM survey of best places to work. Washingtonian Magazine does one every 2 years, best places to work. And I was talking to an editor this year, and he said they just automatically reserve a place for the Office of Comptroller of the Currency now because they know it's always going to come out in the top five.
It's a great place.
And regarding that cultural match survey that you did, what did you find, and how close was OTS to OCC at the outset?
Well, looking at the attributes of the organization, the survey itself took two forms. The first was a leadership survey where we were just looking at attributes, alignment to mission, empowerment, and we actually were much more aligned than what we might have even thought in terms of those attributes. And then we did an all-employee survey, and certainly the perceptions of OTS employees were, in terms of how well the integration went and how comfortable they were lower than the OCCs. But that was exactly what you would have expected given the enormity of the change, the impact of the change.
It seems like you have some flexibilities that other agencies don't, like competitive pay, et cetera, and you've worked
right.
at other agencies. What does that give you in terms of planning HR and planning your overall workforce that some agencies don't have?
It's an advantage, I will admit. We have our own compensation flexibilities, much like other FIREA agencies. Our legislation requires us to be aligned and competitive with the FIREA. So, again, we look at that very closely. And so other agencies like the FDIC, the National Credit Union Association, we partner with them very closely. But certainly we look at compensation in terms of offering competitive packages. It gives us flexibilities in terms of some of our benefits programs. We offer some federal benefits that are unique to the OCC, dental insurance and vision. That's a little bit different, but certainly it helps us to attract and to be able to retain the talent.
If you would, just give us the 30-second version of your own biography.
Okay. I started by education. I'm a teacher. I was an education major and took a hiatus, spent a little bit of time in the classroom, took a hiatus, had two wonderful daughters, and then started back to school in a graduate program in HR. And that's where I got interested in HR. Started as an HR intern 23 years ago and really have loved it ever since. Again, this is my fourth federal agency, started in Navy, spent some time at the FAA, spent some time at the Department of Treasury at the department level. And again, while all great places, the OCC has a lot of affection.
Do you find that teaching and HR have anything in common?
Oh, they do, absolutely. Certainly, you know, there's the education, the training component of HR. There's the development component, whether or not you're in the training function. That's what you do all day, every day. And it's just about working with people.